WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSDY 438.
WRXD 901, WSDY 438. WRAQ 651, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Good morning, 793 WSGU 844.
Morning, Sherman. What's happening? How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you, Dave?
Everything's all right. Still waking up a little bit. I was watching a video on YouTube and drinking my coffee and trying to get my head together out here.
Roger, Roger. Same here, my friend. Same here. Yeah, it's beautiful out there. Just waiting for it to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, Roger, that. I don't know what it's, what am I here, 46 degrees. I know, I was telling somebody yesterday, the day before yesterday, I'm sitting here with fans blowing on me and all kinds of stuff, trying to cool down, and yesterday, and I was sitting here freezing like that. I was sitting here with fans running around, and I had the window open, but man, I was freezing like that.
Roger that, yeah. It's been crazy. Warm and cold, warm and cold.
I know it got me to thinking. Last time I talked to you out here, talking about how warm it was and everything, and I told you, I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's here to stay and everything. And yesterday I'm sitting there, man, shivering, I got my window closed and everything, and I'm still shivering. I'm like, what is this, man? But I got it cracked now. It ain't cold or anything. You know, like I said, it's 46, but it ain't blowing it towards the front of the house, so I think I'm all right there.
Yeah, copy that. Looking out the windows here, don't look like there's a cloud in the sky, and that sun is shining real nice, man. You know, the flag is moving just a little bit, so that's just neat to see that comes up a little higher.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, same here. Look out the windows. I don't know if you call them clouds, whatever that white stuff in the sky is, but you could say there's no clouds out here either. It's sunny. Very bright out, okay.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, gotta make sure you put some sunglasses on. Definitely. Yeah, looking to go outside and mow the grass and do some work in the pole barn and maybe do some weeding too. Got some weeds coming up. I'll tell John, pole barn. Whatever.
993 monitoring.
Roger that. Good morning, Chad. Good at you there. Yeah, I heard her. She makes me laugh. Pole barn. Yeah, she keep you on your toes, dude. It's, That'll be why you live such a good life. You keep me on your toes there, Roger.
Roger, Roger, she does. Good morning, Chad.
902 monitoring.
All right. And my buddy Frank's out there, and Chad's out there, and guess I'm gonna go on a sign the monitor or take my buddy up to the other repeater and talk to him a little bit and see what's happening here. So good talking to you, Sherman. Good morning to you. We'll get back with you later, hopefully, if you're out here. Do a little chit-chat. So tell you, I said hello. Tell her to keep you on your toes, man. Keep it moving. Sounding really good over here, too. Really good. WSS 793, I'm going to go to the other one after your final.
Roger, Roger, Dave. Yeah, you're sounding good, too. Got a little bit of the Detroit diesel, which, hey, I enjoy that one. Warren Frank, 902. You guys have a good chat on the other one. We'll talk at you later, my friend. WSGU 844. We'll be sitting on the side for a bit.
Or how do you
copy? Good morning, Kevin. WSHR 566 from WSGU 844. Sounding good this morning.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm flying off the mobile. I'm in my truck going to church. I'm on 9. I think I just said how I found it.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, like you keyed and then keyed and unkeyed. So, yeah, other than that, yeah, you sound real good. Alright, I think you're signing off for a bit for church, so have yourself a fine one. Tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi, and enjoy the mass, and we'll talk to you later on. Have a good day, buddy. WSGU 844.
902. Still in there. Go up to the other one.
WRNW 329. Monitoring.
WSGU. Good morning, Tim. 329. WSGU 844. How's it going, bud?
Not too bad. How about yourself? I've been a little bit for talk to you. Last time I think I was on going down 696.
Roger, Roger. I was just thinking the same thing. You haven't talked to me in a while, so. Yeah, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Out here looking around. Heard some birds chirping. Not long moving around here. Try to sleep in on a Sunday if I can a little bit before I get back to that work schedule.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, no. Been a busy weekend. My son's birthday was yesterday, and then we had some running around to do. And today I got a couple things to do, and then running around and got to get back and work here at the house for a bit.
I copy that. I stand out here. I see more work for me. I see dandelions popping up. The grass is growing. It looks like I'm going to have to get the mower out and get a quick service on it and get busy out here. That's what it looks like. It'll be a little warmer this week, so definitely going to be more work involved.
Roger, Roger on that. Same here. Definitely all that rain and lightning thunder that we're having, it makes the grass grow a little taller. Over.
I copy that. How was the sun? It was your son's birthday yesterday?
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, he turned 29. So, yeah, we met them up for breakfast in Clyle. They live up in that way. And, yeah, there's a place called Farm and Family that we went into and browsed around in there. That's my first time in one of those. And, yeah, it was a great day.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Oh, happy birthday, bro. This is many more stuff for sure. But when the kids have birthdays, that kind of feels like we're getting a little bit older. I don't know.
Yes, very true, my friend. Very true. But he's awesome. He's a hard worker. Loves his family. And he's a trooper. He's a great kid. We're very proud of him.
Oh, that's good. That sounds excellent. You always want your kids to do good and enjoy life and have fun and do the right things. Yeah, that's a good thing, for sure. It was a little cool out here this morning. I don't know how cold it is, but it's probably only, I thought it said like 38 or something this morning.
Yeah, I guess with the last couple mornings, it's been frost on a pumpkin. And, up here it reads 46, so it's starting to climb. I think when I first got up, it was 40, so that sun is really shining on the thermometer there. So, wait until it gets a little warmer.
Okay, you've been pretty quiet on the airwaves. I've been monitoring a little bit on and off, but I've been kind of busy doing stuff. The wife's in the hospital. She had to get a surgery done, so taking care of the grandson and running back and forth to there. So, I'm pretty busy. I'm trying to fit everything in the schedule.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hope the surgery was a success and she gets a fast recovery. We'll keep her in our thoughts and prayers.
I definitely appreciate that. She's doing better than she was. She had the surgery on Wednesday, so hopefully the next day or two she can get out of there and come home. You know, I was always more comfortable at home, but she'll be okay, hopefully. Other than that, there's a lot of things to do. The brain's just looking out, standing in my garage, looking out, and a lot of things going on. So you try to enjoy the day, I guess. Every day is a good day, though.
Yeah, copy that. You say that again, my son. Definitely. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I got to grab another cup of coffee before I start my day here. So it was great talking to Kurt. I'm sorry, but not him. It's been a long time. So take care of yourself and wish the best to you and your family. And we'll talk to you again soon. I'll be clear after your final, WFCU 844. Have a great day, my friend.
Okay, nice talking to you again. WF2. I didn't get all the numbers, but okay. I ain't got it written down, and I got bad memories. Yeah. I recognize the voice for sure. WRNW329, we're clear for now.
SWSTU 844. The name is Sherman.
All right, Sherman. I apologize for the memory, but I do recognize voices. Appreciate it. We're clear for now.
No, it's okay, Sam. It happens to the best of us. Yeah, I've got my contact list right next to me. Where I sit. So yeah, you're the second one on my list that I talked to when I first started back in January. So all right, we're gonna get on the side here. WFCU 844.
Okay, we're clear. W329 clear.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
WSFZ 793 back monitoring.
Good morning, 793, WSBM 993, copy.
Good morning, Chad. What's happening with you?
Well, you know, same old, you know. It feels good to be back in service, doesn't it, out there in Detroit? Warren, feels good to be back up and running in service, don't it?
Yeah, roger that. Sure does. Yeah, you're sounding good as usual. What radio are you on now?
I'm on the handheld, Rayage handheld.
Yeah, okay. Boy, they're coming out with so many of these handhelds and stuff, all these funky names that I can't pronounce there, okay?
Yeah, copy that one for sure, definitely. Yep, definitely for sure, man. So just getting your day started over there pretty much, drinking your coffee, getting your day started?
Yeah, more or less, drinking coffee, watching these hill climb videos, these guys trying to climb these hills on these hill climb bikes and stuff. I started getting into watching that. Kind of cool to watch, but, do you have any more problems with your thing switching over to VFO on you?
No, I think it's, fine now. I'll know in a little bit when I go back out to the vehicle, but, no, it, seems to be okay from what I'm aware of right now.
Alright, what's, you still have your DB25?
Yeah, I got the DB20, the 25, got about, I don't know, probably at least about 6 or 7 different handhelds.
Yeah, I was just wondering, haven't heard you mention that radio in a while. I think you could probably still have it, but, you know, just asking, yeah. Yeah, it's just another day, just getting it together here. I'm just relaxing, actually. And when I wake fully up, I wake fully up. I'm not trying to hurry it up or anything. I'm just sipping and sutting. Just, you know, watching. Sipping, sutting, and watching, yeah, okay.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, the only thing about them DV20 and 25 is I wish I didn't have to hit that function and play with those power buttons, the high, medium, and low. I wish it would just stick on there and stay at medium or high or wherever I have it set, and I wish it just wouldn't change back to low all the, you know, go back to, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm not sure if there's a thing in the menu to do that, but I know on the software you can set your default power settings. If you program in a repeater, it'll ask you, you know, what do you want your default power setting at, high, medium, or low? You know, and you tell it. Then that way, if you go outside that repeater to another one, it'll probably read high if you didn't set it. But when you go back to your regular repeater, it automatically defaults. But I'm not sure if there's a thing in the physical menu to do that there, okay?
You can only do it through the software, 932.
Roger that, 922. We copy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning, 922, while I'm at it. Yeah, I have mine set for all defaults, well, not defaults, but I have mine, all the repeater channels are set for medium. You know, I believe I did it through the software, you're right. But other than that, that's about it. You know, it ain't nothing to change the power, it's just you forget. You're talking and all of a sudden you're looking and you're like, oh man, I forgot I'm on high power. And you just hit two lousy buttons and you're back. Well, you got to pump it twice, but I don't think it's a big deal there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I hear you.
All right, I'm going to go find me some more coffee and come back in here. And I guess while I'm watching videos, I'll be monitoring there. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. Chad, always good talking to you. Sounding great, too, as usual. No problems at all, man, like you're sitting right here. 922, I'm away with good morning time to you, too, my friend. While I'm at it, y'all have yourself a... If I don't, you know, talk to you, y'all have yourself a good day there. WSSU 793, I'm going to go find me some more coffee.
LTD, 448. Hello, GMIS community, WRPD 448, Kirk, Groveland Township.
Good morning, Kurt, WSGH922.
Hello, 922. How are you doing on this beautiful Sunday morning?
Oh, doing well. Think about heading your way, loading the e-bikes up and heading out your way.
Do some Thursday riding or some gravel road riding?
Oh, I was thinking about heading out there to the Huron Beach there. I don't know what you call it, the county park.
There's Groveland Oaks County Park that you see from Dixie Highway, that's got like the water slide and all that. And then Huron Beach is the state park, which is like a big beach. You can also see that from Dixie Highway. It's just the hair east. I'm looking at it across my front yard right now.
Yeah, roger that. It's Huron Beach. Huron Beach is the one we usually go to. It's easy to get in and out of there. But yeah, I was thinking about going out there and buzzing around a little bit today.
Well, between the campground and the park roads, it has really nice riding. You know, a day like today, the park would be busy. Just be mindful of cars. I'm probably going for a walk on the trails there, as I'm not quite good enough to ride a bike yet.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I hope that healing up good for you. Don't push it too quick for sure. I had back surgery last year and I'm still, believe it or not, a year later still recovering from that. So kind of why we use the e-bike, so I can, my leg goes numb when I start walking too much. And anyways, the e-bikes give me a little bit of, ability to get out and exercise a little bit. Back to you.
Very good. It's also a great way to enjoy nature versus speeding by in a car at 35 miles an hour. Hopefully you get out this way and have fun. Maybe throw a HD on with you and, monitor a bit. I might grab one of mine if I go hiking. So this is WRPD 448 for identification purposes. Back to you.
All right, Kurt. Well, I heard you out there. Just thought I'd touch base with you. Say hello. I'm sure if Dave's out here or what have you, might want to say hello. So I just want to touch base with you and say hello. So WSGH 922 will be clear on your final.
much, thank you, too. As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you as well. So this is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, and I am clear and monitoring intermittently.
USDI 432 mobile and monitoring. USDI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WS FF330 mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
WRDC 336, W2ZJ 969, copy.
WRVV 525. WSGH 922 monitoring.
Hey, 922, WRVV 525, how's it going this afternoon?
525, doing well, how about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Sitting outside in the car with my wife, digging around this estate sale, and got the kids off with the grandparents, so got a nice relaxing afternoon.
Yeah, roger that. So you got, you're sitting in the car, is she shopping?
Yeah, she's in a state sale over here in Detroit. I thought about going in, but I just decided to sit out here and play with the radio a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, I probably do the same thing. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what are you running for a digital radio?
I actually don't have I got a I got a DMR handheld Redivis RT3S, which I haven't fully set up yet actually. But I don't know, I don't have anything that does like D-Star System Fusion yet. I'm looking at that new Yaesu that's coming out, the what is it like? IX1F, or I can't remember what it's called. Like it's like a QRP all mode. But no, I don't run any digital. Like, I mean, I got the All Star. I guess that's digital All Star node, but you can use any handheld with that. So I don't know which mode are you looking at getting into.
Well, I got a Yaesu, so I'm going to do System Fusion on that and probably do it through a hotspot. But I was looking at getting a different radio for DMR. I'm not sure what I'm going to get yet.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about DMR, honestly. I bought that RT3S because can load a different firmware on an OpenGD77, and it tracks Doppler shifts and stuff for doing satellites, which I've been messing around with a little bit with some other radios that I just got to do that manually. But yeah, I haven't really got into the DMR side of things.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the satellite stuff's pretty cool. I've been looking at that too. With a handheld, like a hand antenna to talk to the satellites. It's kind of cool. But anyways, I just thought I'd ask. I know you had a VG something model mobile that you were using for GMRS, and that thing sounds awesome. I don't know if you're on that now or not, but anyways, just thought I'd pick your brain on that GMR stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. That's something I had actually been thinking about that. Like, yeah, I gotta set that handheld up. I haven't even really looked at. I'm sure there's a couple DMR repeaters down that I can hit, but or use a hotspot or whatever. But yeah, I am on that VGC now. It looks like they just released the BTEC GMRS Pro, I think that's what it's called. It's like the newer version of this radio, but it's a strictly GMRS one. Because there's supposed to be, the VGC is supposed to be releasing the N7600 soon. But the apparently BTEC already got theirs out.
Roger that. All right, cool. I'll take a peek at the new VG one, see what that one's all about. And, yeah, I'm going to make a decision here shortly, but no big rush, but just trying to figure out what's out there and what's the best options. All right, Nick, I'll let you go, my friend. Hope your wife doesn't spend all your money inside there, but we'll talk to you later. WSGH-922 will be clearing your final.
All right, Greg, yeah, sounds good. Good luck in the search, yes. Yeah, it's always tough to know right now. Like, I tried to, like, take my time and figure out what's a good radio to get, but then I don't know what's up with all this tariff stuff, if it's better to buy now before all this stuff starts costing more or what. But anyway, I'll be listening for you, see what you end up doing. So we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, I'll be listening.
WSVM993, mobile and monitoring.
And 993, loud and clear and flat right there. This is WSA8780.
Roger that, 780. We appreciate you. Sounding good yourself. WSVM993, mobile and monitoring.
WRDC336, WQZJ969, copy.
WRVV525, back in the mobile.
WSA8336, monitoring.
WRYS363, mobile and monitoring.
363, it's WRVV525, also in the mobile. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing just fine, enjoying this warm, nice day, finally. Bells in the bell.
Yeah, it really did turn out to be a nice one today. Been running around myself, just grabbed some groceries and headed back home now to, I don't know, maybe do a little work in the yard or something. We'll see.
Yeah, I might do that a little bit later. Got some landscape lights they got to replace. They did the center very well through the winter.
Yeah, you never know with those lights. Sometimes they last. I don't know if you're talking about like the solar ones. But I always see them going out other houses around the neighborhood and stuff. So yeah, which repeater are you coming in on?
Currently, flows to the Mount Clemens repeater because I'm just not in Mount Clemens currently. Normally do the Detroit one, which I can get from here anyway. But I figured since I was so close to Mount Clemens, I'll use that for a bit.
Okay, yeah, it sounded good. I know they were having some issues with the Mount Clemens, but seems to be sounding pretty good right now. Yeah, I'm on the Detroit one myself over here, Southfield Road and 10 Mile.
So I just switched it to Detroit. Any difference for you?
No noticeable difference there. Sounding good on both.
Yeah, I got that Midland the 40-watt radio that I'm using in medium right now. I've been really happy with buying it. I've had it for almost a year now.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, 40 watts is pretty much all you need with the coverage we got in the Metro Detroit area anyway. I know, I guess you do some traveling, you get a little running on the fringes. It's good to have 40 watts, but I think my radio does 40 watts on UHF too, and then I usually just end up running it mid-power, and it seems to do the job.
Hopefully your travels are not having to deal with all that 696 stuff for the 12-mile detours. I have to drive that way after work every day, and it's not fun to drive through there.
Yeah, I mostly can avoid it, but it is a mess. They're doing a lot of construction on all the mile roads too, so yeah, you got the extra traffic with eastbound 696 being closed and then cutting down a lot of mile roads for construction, so it's it can turn into a mess, but for the most part I'm able to avoid it at the rush hour time, so we'll get by. I don't know, it's 2 years though, it's a long time for the whole project to get done.
Yeah, I've taken 13 across a bunch of times, but I seem to have better luck just going up to Naples, taking that across, even though I got to go through Birmingham. But it's not too bad.
Yeah, my wife was taking 13 for work, too, and they got it down to, like, one lane or something, I think it is now, right by Woodward. So, yeah, it can get kind of messy there, but... All right, man, well, yeah, I'm pulling up to the house here, so I'll let you go. We'll enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you next time. This is WRVB525.
All right, appreciate that, and you do the same. WRYS363, back to monitoring.
Good afternoon, Eric. 363 WSGU
844. How's it going today, Mr. Sherman?
Pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I was at the Ross and Eric's little open house out in Mount Clemens area. And I'm heading down to the museum for a little bit, and then I'm going to actually head back to the shop to go pick my truck up and put the white car away for the rest of the week.
Roger, roger. How'd that little show go today?
Pretty good. A lot of cars. A lot of cars I hadn't seen before. A bunch of classics, so pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I forgot about that show today. But yeah, we had some running around to do, and I just got done mowing most of my grass. Kelly caught my attention to have a late breakfast, so we're just sitting down here, just finished up, and then I'm going to go back out and finish the rest of the grass, and then we're going to conquer some other projects.
Okay.
copy that. Yeah, we got a bunch here on our back deck that I got to put out. But waiting for the guys to come back out here and put eaves in. We just had our gutters. We just had a new roof put on a couple weeks ago, and so we're just waiting for them to come out and put the gutters up, and then I'll put my landscape lights out.
Copy that, yeah. One of the landscaper guys wrecked one of my lights, so I'll have to address that too, because I have new ones for the front, but I have old ones in the back that they're okay, but still, at least I don't have to do mulch this year. My mulch still looks pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we got some mulch also, and some soil. Want to put up, build up around the house a little bit. You got any red lights up to turn on tonight?
No, I don't know what you're referring to. Don't follow much enough for things like that.
Today's the first day for the light up red at residence, fire stations, whichever, for Fallen Firefighter Week.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I don't have anything red to put out at home to do so. I'll have to think about that for next time.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I picked up a couple spotlights, solar spotlights, that I've got one, well, they're both shining on the flag, so I've got one, got a little ceramic boy sitting on a bench with a dog next to him, and I just grabbed one of those plastic fire helmets that open houses have, and I got a, gonna have a red light shining on him. And then I'm going to have a red light shining on the flag.
That's the way to go. I mean, you always can get those little plastic helmets from fire stations and whatnot.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, what was it, last year was the first year I ever seen them give out the black ones instead of the red ones. You usually see all the red ones. So, yeah, I got a black one, and my granddaughter, I gave one to last year, but yeah, it was a spotlight. Their spotlights, they change different colors, so I'm gonna grab a couple more. Maybe I'll put a couple shine on the pole barn too.
Yeah, I've never seen the black ones. I've seen red and pink. That's about it.
Yeah, copy that. But so anything else going on with you?
No, nope, just turning on at 9 miles from 94, going to the museum for a little bit. That's about it for today.
Copy that. You get a lot of traffic in there at the museum?
It varies. Sometimes it's very busy, sometimes it's lightly busy or not at all. So it just depends on the what the weather's like, mostly.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to have to stop by there sometime. I've never been down there to see the museum. So, yeah, you're there on the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm there most weekends, or Sundays than anything. I was there yesterday for a members' meeting, but that was about it for there. I was only there for like 2 hours, where today I would have been there earlier, but I was at Ross and Eric's place, so at least be there for a little bit today, and might be there next weekend. I haven't looked at the schedule yet.
Copy that. All right, well, I'm going to let you go, my friend. I'm going to get back out on finishing the grass, because the honeydew list is waving in front of me, so So, good talking to you, Eric, and sounding good, and yeah, motor safe, and have a good time, and we'll talk to you later. I'll be clear after final, WFGU 844.
Yeah, I'm almost to my destination as well, so have fun outside and stay hydrated, because it is decently warm out. I will talk to you later. WRYS 363, clear.
Roger, roger. Talk to you later.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG, grade 8, copy.
WRCP 544. Good afternoon there, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing today? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Complaints. Sunshine, blue skies, and 60 degrees. Very light breeze, what, maybe 3 knots out of the west. So, so far, living the dream today there, brother.
I know what you're saying. Over here, sunshine is 67 degrees. And I'm heading to West Wolfville for a little bit. Roger.
Roger that. What you got going on out there, Jack?
Got to go visit my sister over there. That's why. Roger.
Do that. Kind of put two and two together there. Make sure you tell everyone we said hello there. Not missing a thing, brother. Just out here on the property with the side-by-side, making big sticks into little sticks and getting ready to get all this hauled away up here, Roger.
Well, Roger, Bob, good talking to you. You have a good day. And don't work too hard. WIUG, 48.
At my age, I don't work too hard anymore, brother. That's why I retired. All right, Jack, best to you and your family. Be safe. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Station 218. The station out there, 218. WIUG, 48, copy.
WSHW 556, anybody copy?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, I have you, Lima Charlie.
I've heard you on the radio a few times before, but I don't think I've ever actually talked to you.
Do that. Welcome to Redbird Landing Zone. We call her Redbird LZ. I am up here 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge in Sheboygan County. Pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Of course, the name here is Bravo Oscar Bravo. How copy?
Man, that's a far way up there.
That it is, living the dream. What's the personal on that end?
I'm out in the Saginaw area.
Roger that. Let's try this again. What is your name, over?
Name is Shane.
Hey, Shane, there we go. I know who I'm speaking. I'm put you here in the lab. What kind of rig you running down there?
I run two different ones. I have my handheld at the moment. I use a Boafeng AR-5RM, and then the one in my car, I run a TYT 9800D.
Roger that, roger that. All good radios in my opinion there. Good modulation on that one you're on now there. Yeah, I run a KG1000 plus X for a base station up here, which I'm rarely on. Out in the shack there, and then currently I'm on a Kid Radio H3 out here picking up big sticks and making them little sticks after the storm, Roger.
Had a bit of a storm down there, did you?
The storm was up here, brother, let me tell you. She was one for the ages for sure.
You cut out a little bit there toward the end. I didn't quite catch it all.
Roger that. I'm moving around out here. I was saying, yeah, the ice storm did a number up here. A couple trees down on the property. Nothing hit the house. It was close, so that was good. No electricity, what, 6-7 days? Had the generator, so that was kosher. However, I did lose a serial four-element beam on the horizontal off the radio shack. A tower and the rest of the antennas made it okay, Roger.
Okay. Yeah, I caught you loud and clear that time. Well, I guess as long as you're safe, that's all that really matters. But definitely sucks that a bit of damage was done to your tower. I know the last storm I had down here, it kind of had my tower swaying a little bit, but outside of that, no damage. But, well, hopefully the next one that comes around won't be so violent.
Do that. Retired Army myself. Highly trained, but prepared for it. Plenty of food and water on hand, generator. I did lock in the fuel department, but that situation was rectified pretty quick. So all in all, yeah, blessed. I just read this morning up here, 100% of the communities affected have power back in their homes. So, like I said, it was a blessing. It could have been worse, but, yeah, it could have been a lot worse. All right, my friend, good talking to you. I'm going to get back to work out here. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear, monitoring the network.
Hope to talk to you again sometime soon. WSHW 556, clear, monitoring.
WSCJ 347, how about you, Sheboygan County, Bob? You got a copy on Joe down here?
RZP 544 for identification purposes. I sure do, Joe. How's it going down there?
It's doing pretty good, pretty good. Just testing up this new cable antenna I built. And a little tripod in the air, see if it's working.
It's doing the job. Modulation is great. Just a little bit of noticeable static in the background, but nothing discernible. So yeah, that J-pole is doing a number for you. What radio are you running on?
This radio here is a Ray Didiati radio, 50 watts.
That heard good things about him. You get that rascal up in the air, you'll definitely be too far. So keep doing what you're doing, Roger.
Roger that. Well, have yourself a good day. Take care up there. And we'll talk to you a little later. WSTJ 347 will be monitoring.
Do that, Joe. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Enjoy the day there, and my best to you and yours. WRZT 544, Sheboygan Valley 5, clear and monitored.
You guys are on a repeater channel. WSDH 922, listening.
This is WSAA 336. Radio check, please.
WSAA 47. Radio check, you're making a repeater.
I thank you very much, sir. WSAA 336, clear.
Okay, have a great day from Cleveland. Bands up, so have a nice day. WSAA 47.
Station 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WSA 847, how you doing, Jack? I heard you on the other band there, couldn't make it there, but I heard you over there.
Hey, Dan, how am I sounding? This is Jack, WIUG 48.
You're good. Good audio. No problem at all. You only got the repeater about a 1 or 2 on the midline here, but you're sounding good. Go ahead.
Now, how you doing? You're sounding good here, too. I'm over here at West Bloomfield, Long Pine and Middlebelt. Roger.
Oh, Roger. Roger. No, it sounds good. Yeah, I heard you on the ham repeater there. I couldn't get back to you there, but I heard you over there, so sounded good. You got it going good. They're getting the mobile, right?
Yes, I'm on the mobile with 2x4. Comet 2x4.
Yeah, Roger, that's a nice antenna, really nice. Well, anyway, Jack, hey, good to talk to you like always, and repeater sounds good down here. You must have been somebody up there macking off you, so this system's awesome. So you guys have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk soon. I'll catch you maybe on the other side. WSA 847, I'll be clear.
Hi, Dan, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Station 488, Station 488, WSGH 922.
Go ahead, Station 922, go ahead.
I thought I heard you on the other side a minute ago.
I was on the other side, I was talking to Cleveland. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I heard you on the FBI side just 2 seconds ago, and I'm like, oh, now he's over here.
Yeah, well, anyhow, how you doing?
Doing well. Sending that TYT back. I think I bricked it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You can get another one. Tell him it doesn't work. Get another one.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but had a tough time getting that thing to run, and then it died on me. So, anyhow, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm on my destination, and I will talk to you a little bit later, because I want to see, I go on the other side there. Because I'm close to the people I know, so take care. We'll talk later anyhow. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 92 clear.
How about it, Jack? How about it, Jack? You got a copy on WSGH 347?
24/7. I heard you out there with the antenna you're putting. It sounds a little bit low because I'm on West Fulfield, so I don't know. You said you got a J-pole there?
Yeah, I just built it. I just made it. Probably needs to get up higher in the air. Probably needs to go higher in the air.
Station 922, WSHW 556, copy. You came in off a broke up, can you repeat that?
This is WSGG 772, over.
Was it you that was talking about the TYT?
That's a negative, no, over.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to reach out to another fellow that I heard talking about the TYT radio that he thought he cooked. I can't remember his call sign fully. I was just trying to reach out to him, but maybe he cleared the frequency before I could reach out to him.
I just missed that conversation because I just turned my radio on. Over.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the response. Hopefully I didn't bother you. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring on your final.
WSGG 772, we're clear but still monitoring at home base on my new Ocean KG1000G Plus. Over.
WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WSGU 844, you're around, Sherman. WSFZ 793.
Hey, Dave, WSGU 844, what's up, man?
There he is, my man. Not much, man, just came in and sitting here and, I don't know, just figured I'd fire it up and see what's happening out there. What's going on?
Kelly's killing me. Just finished mowing the grass and had breakfast, mowed more grass, finished up, and now I'm in the, we're taking a break from cleaning out the pole barn.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was just going to ask you. That was going to be my next question. Did you get on that pole barn? I still remember that. They're okay.
Yeah. We got a path cleared out to get the toolboxes and put tools back in and Kelly's crafts. And we're getting there. We just got to take a wheelbarrow out and put stuff back in and put the tractor back in. We're done.
Done physically.
Yeah, I'm done physically. I can't do no more.
Yeah, roger that. I was just going to say again, I was going to say, you sound like you're pretty much at your end there, man. You sound pretty tired there, but I can understand. How's that new machine working out?
Yeah, heavy boxes Kelly is making, having me move out and about and stuff, but yeah, the machine is working great. Oh, my God. It's a dream. It is. Yeah, it's a beast. I love it. Getting the hang of the level, the cut, I've got it down to 2.5 inches, and your grass looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, roger that. What brand is it?
It's a JD, of course. John Deere. They don't make the D-Series anymore, so I got the S100 42-inch deck and 17.5 horses, and it runs awesome.
Well, that's cool, man. It's good to know you're happy with it. Is it a manual gear or is it a hydro?
I think it's a hydro. Yeah, because I don't have to shift gears. So all I got to do is hit the pedal for forward and pedal for reverse. Yeah, so that must be hydro. And plus, we bought a used dump trailer to put behind it today. So I got to find some John Deere green paint, and I'm going to spray paint it.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That sounds good. Another question there on that, John Deere. They got that dumb setup where if you throw it in reverse and it's in gear or something, the engine wants it. You got the deck on, you throw it in reverse, the engine goes and dies on you.
Yep. Yeah, you got to push the button when you throw it in the reverse when the blades are still going. You just tap it, let go, and it'll be fine. Yeah. I know the old, my 2012 D-Series was the same way.
I was just wondering that. I had a, when I looked up north, I had a Craftsman, a 24 horse or something like that, whatever. It had that too, but on the key switch, you turn the key, you start it up, and you let go of the key, and if you turn it back one more notch, it would disable it. But I had a couple where it didn't do that, and you had to take the deck off to, you had to turn the deck off to reverse. I thought that was annoying as hell. They're okay.
Yeah, it is. I'm used to it though. But believe it or not, I can't believe they still make Craftsman riders. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I told you this before, but they're all made by the same company, MTD. MTD or AYP, one of the two. They make all the Husqvarnas, John Deere's, Craftsman's, in most cases. That's why I said before, you know, you look at one, you look at a Cub Cadet, and then you look at the same year, Husqvarna, same year, same horsepower rating and stuff, and you can't tell the difference between the two except for the name on the hood there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. It's the same with the handhelds that we're talking on. The Baofeng, and they've got other generic, but yeah, still a Baofeng.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, as you mentioned it, I wondered if, well, I didn't wonder, but it didn't occur to me, Craftsman is still being made. I know Sears has been long gone out of a business there, and they're still making the Craftsman tractors, eh?
Roger. You know, I think they still do Craftsman tools too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. But, yeah, getting the Sears, JCPenney is still around. There's one in Chesterfield, the 23 in Gratiot area.
Oh, wow. That's a trip to know. JCPenney, I thought they were long gone. Like Federal and everything else, and Wards and, what have you there, that's pretty cool though, man. And I had my Craftsman, the one I was talking about, I had the hydro, you push your foot down on the pedal to go, and then you used your heel to back up, you press down on the bottom pedal with your heel there, okay?
Yeah, my father-in-law's, he had a Husqvarna, whatever it is. It was that way, if I'm not mistaken.
This is just my opinion, I mean, for conversation, but in my opinion, you know, hydrostat, I think, is only really good for mowing grass. I tried to till a garden, I had a hydrostat, Bolins or something. I had a tiller on it, and it was blowing snow. Tilling the garden and blowing snow with a hydrostat's rough. It's always good to have a gear transmission, but for mowing grass, you know, it's all right then.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, but I think father-in-law's old tractor had the gears where the creeper, and then you can go real fast in fifth gear or something like that. Like, it's like my snowblower. It's got the creeper gear, and you go all the way up in the fifth gear, and it moves pretty fast. But they say not to use it, but it'll get away from you. But yeah, it's gonna get away from me.
Yeah, Roger that. Before I came here, before I moved here, when I was living over in New Haven, I had a Craftsman 5-horse in it. Behind. And I love that thing. See, the thing with hydrostat is, like, if I was tilling the garden, you're trying, you know, you got to go slow. You can't go full. Pedal down, and you know you're rolling, and all of a sudden the tractor slows down and stops rolling. Then you give a little bit of pedal to get it moving again, and next thing you know, it starts flying. You know, it just starts wheeling, you know, flying forward, and then you got to try to let up. And it's the same deal with blowing the snow too. You know, but for cutting grass, it's cool. I think that's all they're good for. I think that's the best thing on a hydrostat is cutting whatever gear, and it's, you know, the speed is constant. The speed and the torque is constant, you know. You don't have to keep nursing and what's the word I'm looking for? You know, taking it easy on the pedal and everything there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I've got some low spots in my yard where it's still wet. We've had a lot of rain. So, yeah, that kind of slows me down a little bit, but it still goes. I had to give the mower a bath after I was all done, get all the leaves and the muck and mud out of there. But but it cleaned up pretty good.
All right. Just wanted to see if you're aware of it or not. When you bought it, was it already broken in, or did you break it in?
No, it didn't have any. It didn't have any hours on it. So yeah, it's got over 3 hours on it now. So yeah, I had to break it in. But I guess they put it together in the back. They put some oil in it. They put a little bit of gas in it. They parked it out in front of the store. So they did it with all of them.
All right, because even if you read your owner's book, it should say in that since you broke it in, change the oil after the first 5 hours of running. Supposed to change the oil after the first five hours of running. And then after that, I guess it's every 25 hours or whatever the case. But yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware that change the oil after the first 5 hours, they're okay.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, I didn't read the whole manual, just how to start it and stuff. But yeah, I definitely will do that. But yeah, I'll probably change it after the 5 hours every season. Right, that's good to do.
Yeah, well, the engine book's going to tell you the first 5 hours, but I mean, it's not super critical. I mean, you can go 7 hours as long as you don't, you know, take too long with it, because that's when all the that's when the engine breaks in and all the metal accumulation and stuff and parts bedding down. That's why they want you to change it after the first 5 hours, and then after that it'll say every 25, I believe it's every 25 hours, but that depends on your running and la la la. You know, if it's affordable, I would just change it at the beginning of every season. Unless I didn't use it much, you know, then maybe every second season. But that's cool, though, man. You got yourself accomplished today, and, you know, you sound, like I said, you sound tired, but you sound happy.
Roger, roger. Yeah, very happy. And, yeah, it feels good to accomplish things. Yeah. It was date night last night for Kelly and I. We went out for dinner, and then we went to a concert there in Lapeer. It was a cover band. They're called the Honky Tonk Chicks, and they play all the female country bands, and they were awesome. They were amazing.
Yeah, I happened to get on Facebook yesterday for a little bit. I seen your pictures. I clicked on them. I liked them. I clicked on them there. Yeah, I seen that. Seen the pictures. Well, whatever they were all about there, I seen them. I clicked on them. So at least y'all had a good time then. That's cool. Still have date nights, eh?
That's our first one in a long time. So we're going to try to do it once a month. But, yeah. Yeah, she, the last time we had one, it was her idea, so, yeah. And, then last night was her idea, so, next month, it'll be my idea. I'll probably take you to a strip club or something.
I heard her, too. Well, there's always the first time, man. You got experience, you know, take it to a strip club. Yeah, it's cool.
I was just kidding. I wouldn't do that. No, we have been together. Her cousin and husband, and Kelly and I, after our wings game, God, about 20 years ago, that we stopped at the traffic light there at Joy Boulevard 94 after the game, and yeah, that was an experience. The girls got a big kick out of watching a pregnant gal dance. Yeah, Kelly got a big kick out of it.
Oh, God, traffic light. Yeah, I had a cousin who worked there. And right across Joy there, or Irwin or whatever street you want to call it, it was a new trailer park put in
just across the street in a little bit of a stone's throw there, and I was living in that trailer park, and I used to go up to the traffic light, not every night, but I go in there. Like I said, I had a cousin who worked there anyway, and I go in there and, you know, give me a couple rounds and maybe a burger and just hang out there, all right?
Oh, you're really showing your age there, my friend. That trailer park has been there a long, long, long time. Kelly's grandparents used to live in that.
Yeah, it's been there a long time. You had the Joy Estates trailer park there, Long Joy. That was a nasty trailer park. This one they just built to the north of it, about a block to the north. I can't remember what the name used to be. I think it's called Mount Clemens now, but something Estates. They just built it, and they ran that place in there like the Gestapo, man. You couldn't do nothing up in there. That guy that ran the joint, man, he was always running around on golf carts and stuff. He'd catch you if you were doing, you know, the speed limit was 10. If you were leaving a little bit over, he'd catch up to you and, you know, give you the stuff. And he'd tell you to cut your grass and don't be parking on the lawn and, you know, and all this other stuff. They ran that place like an iron fist when I was there.
Yeah, Callie's grandparents were the Joy Boulevard estates when they were better. But yeah, that area now has gone downhill big time. The cops are always around there, the sheriff. But well, you remember John John? Or
hey, I thought this was a family radio.
Shit. There's another one, called the Salem.
Yeah, listen to her, man. It's a family radio. We ain't supposed to be talking about that stuff out here. Yeah, I remember John John's. I remember that place, too. I think my cousin worked there, too, come to think of it. But back when I lived there at that trailer park, the Joy Estates, man, that was the party in trailer park, man. That place was... That is, they would... You could do whatever you wanted there, so... I used to, some nights, man, I'd come out and I used to jump the fence and just go over there and party my butt off with everybody and then just jump the fence and come back home there, okay?
That sounds fun. Cool, cool. Yeah, I grew up in New Baltimore, Chesterfield Township. Not a city boy. I'm a suburban boy. See, city boy is in Detroit. Kind of knock it silly sometimes.
Well, you can count on her for straightening you out there. She got you down pretty good. It's funny, man. I think it's cute as hell. I'm laughing at her listening to this. But, yeah, I was down there, I think, I lived there for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then, got out of there, man. It was the lot rent was going up every couple months. It was going up, and but like I said, you know, you couldn't do nothing up in that place. You you know, if your music was even a little bit could be heard outside, just even a little bit, he'd come banging on the door and all this other stuff. And when you put up your shed, it had to be facing a certain way, and I remember all that stuff, man. And he used to drive around that trailer park every night, most of the day and most of the night, man, just looking for somebody to get into.
Well, that's a good way to run the establishment. Keep it good with no trouble. But you graduated from Denby, right?
Yep, Denby High School.
What year?
wife, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
All right, well, what was in the mid-70s, early 70s then?
Yeah, mid-70s, right around the mid-70s there, yeah, for sure there. I just can't tell you exactly here.
Do you remember a guy named Barry Gorman?
Barry Gorman. No, can't say I do. If I knew him or remember him, I don't remember him now.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the guy I used to work with at the shop, and he was pretty cool. Well, I haven't talked to him in years. Here he's still around.
I forgot so much about that stuff. I can't remember my teachers' names, or I can't remember any of my teachers' names or anything, because once in a while I think about that, and I think, wow, man, I forgot all their names already, and that's how much, you know, well, that's how much I think about it there, okay.
Yeah, copy that. No, I remember my fifth grade teacher, I had a hot spur. She was a beautiful woman, drove a beautiful car, too. She had a Mark V, or maybe it was earlier than that, but it was a sports car version of the Lincoln. And, yeah, she was good-looking. She was a witch, but she was a good-looking woman. And then my sixth-grade teacher, I think she was the only one that understood me, Mrs. Abraham. I loved her. She was a wonderful... She was a wonderful woman. She, like I said, I think she's the only teacher that only understood me.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, I remember the names of my first grade teachers, I think my kindergarten teacher, and my elementary school, not all of them, but most of them, the gym teacher, I still remember, I can remember their names, but run through Denby, I can't remember, in elementary school, we had a science teacher, well, there's one I don't remember her name anymore, but she had big ones, and she used to go around the class with the, like the, with one of them, you know, button down the front shirts on, with five, like the top three buttons undone. Man, he used to drive us nuts. But she was cute. She was hot. I can't remember her name now. But her name will come to me. Sometimes it does come to me, but what I'm saying is I can remember all their names, but I can't remember nothing about the high school there, okay?
Well, that's one.
What happened there? You blow it up.
Sorry about that. My Balfine just died, so I had to get the other one. I don't know if you heard what I was saying. Over.
Nah, that's happened twice to me, though, when I used to just have my bow thing. No, I just heard the first syllable, and that was it.
I said that's why Van Halen did the song Hot for Teacher, if you remember that song. That was one of my favorites. I grew up in, or I lived in Roseville off of Normal. I think that was off of 13 Mile, if I'm not mistaken, first and second grade, the early 70s, and I went to Thomas A. Dooley. Do you remember that school at all?
Yeah, I remember Dooley. I'm pretty familiar with Roseville. I had some friends who lived on Normal. Normal. I don't know why, but every time I seen that street or see the street sign or something, I would think of Mr. Normal, if you remember who he was. That street used to make me think of Mr. Normal.
I can't say that I know who Mr. Normal is, but I think I thought I was told that Denby was right at the end of Normal, or was anyways. I don't think Denby's not there anymore.
No, Denby's still there, but it's not in Roseville. It's in Detroit, right at the end of 6 Mile Road. Street's called Kelly. Go ahead, Kelly, you got that one. I'll let you handle that one. It's on a street called Kelly, and 6 Mile ends at Kelly. Right across the street is the school.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I haven't been out in that area in a long time. I spent 5 years down in that area. That was one of my first small account routes was on the east side of Detroit, up and down Gratiot, 7 Mile. I had some stops on 6 Mile, and then Houston Whittier, Harper, around in that area.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, I'm familiar with Houston Whittier and everything. That's where I grew up. Houston Whittier was just a few blocks from the street I grew up on. Back in my day then, man, I used to be a walker, man. I mean, I used to be able to walk all over the place. I used to walk everywhere, never got tired. So I was all familiar. You know, I've been all through that neighborhood. In my teen years, I lived at 6 and Gratiot, and I had a friend that lived at 12 Mile in Jefferson. And I used to go visit him. I used to walk from 6 and Gratiot all the way to 12 in Jefferson. You know, it took me a little bit, but I used to walk it, and walk up to walk over there, and bang on the door, say, oh, and, you know, maybe hang out for the night or something, who knows. But yeah, I'm all familiar with that whole neighborhood there. Go ahead.
Wow, that's a long walk. Yeah, my dad grew up on McKinney. I think it was close to Outer Drive. And my grandparents lived there until maybe the early 80s. Then they moved out of there and moved up to Davison.
Yeah, I had me a girlfriend that lived on McKinney. Not by Outer Drive. Was it McKinney and Whittier? Yeah, I think it was McKinney and Whittier. I had a girlfriend that lived up there somewhere around one of them, up and down. I don't know between Whittier and what, or if it was between the street after Whittier, but I know it was McKinney and Whittier there. Okay.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it used to be a beautiful area. The house that my dad grew up in, God, it was a 3-story brick home. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, well, a lot of them houses up in that area, McKinney and stuff, were beautiful houses. Even just the bungalows, it was a nicer part looking. I'm not talking about before. I'm talking about before the neighborhood, you know, went to hell. But it was a nicer looking, the house and everything. It just looked nicer than where I, my side of the town there. Okay.
Yeah, copy that. Well, it's going, my grandparents were starting to hear a lot of gunshots and stuff like that in the early 80s. That's what they made them move up this way. Until the mid-80s when they both passed away. But, it was getting a bit nasty.
Yeah, I know that for sure. I was robbed twice. Fought my way out of them, but I was robbed twice. And then one night I got shot at. I don't know if they were shooting at me on purpose or what, but I felt the... there was a playground fence behind me, and I heard the first, there was two shots, I heard the first bullet hit the fence, then the second one I felt graze the top of my hair, on top of my head, and hit the fence, and that's when I thought, oh, this is it, then it's time to get going. So, But yeah, that's how it goes. So that, what are you gonna? That's a bad part. I guess now that's the most dangerous zip code. My old neighborhood there is the most dangerous zip code in Detroit or something. There, okay.
Yeah, that's sad. Very sad. WFCU 844 for ID purposes. Don't want to get in trouble here. Yeah, but yeah, it doesn't matter what town. Saginaw's got some bad areas. Yeah, supposedly Lapeer's got. That was just north of Davison. Guy said somebody stole the car and he lost control and hit a tree in front of his house and they had a shootout.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. WSSZ 793 ID. Yeah, well, that's, you know, as time went on, that's what we had over here. I had a, like I said, I had a playground. Well, my elementary school was right across the street from the house, and it had a fenced-in playground that was all gravel, and they used to come in there when the neighbor got bad. They used to come in there with stolen cars and go crazy, drifting and running into things and tearing them up. Just, but like I said, once, you know, I was maintaining, but once I got shot at that one time, that was it. Like I said, I don't know if they were shooting at me or what. They were on the corner. It was six houses down. Whoever was shooting was on the corner. But when I felt that one go, I felt that thing brush my hair, man, and hit the fence behind me. I was like, that's it. That's the end of that, man. I'm getting out of here, so I got out of there. That's where I ended up. It was after that is where I ended up at that trailer park there that we were just talking about, okay?
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, my brother told me, my brother worked for a medical supply company. He told me a couple times where he had to bust the door down just to get in because there was some shooting going on. And yeah, a couple kids with automatics were just firing shots in the air, running down one of the alleys. Scared the devil out of my brother.
With good reason, I guess, and it didn't seem to scare the hell out of me. But, whenever somebody in the block there had a party, you can always expect gunshots later on in the evening. And it never failed. You know, somebody threw a party down the street there, and next thing you know, the whole block is full of people, and you know how a party spills out into the street. And the next thing you know, never fails, man, somebody got to start shooting. And, you know, but once you're immune to it, you know, you're used to it. But like I said, once some two bullets went past my head, that was it for me. I said, I forget it. But, all right, man, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the monitor end here and go find me something to drink and do whatever it is I want to do. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm just doing what I'm going to do here. But I'll get a hold of you later on this evening or something. If you're out there, I'll check and see if you're around. You're sounding good as always. And Kelly, she's funny as always, man. Got me over here laughing. I love it. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. If I don't talk to you, you do have yourself a good evening. And WSFZ 793, I'll monitor after your final.
Yeah, roger, roger. Great talking to you as always. And yeah, you're sounding good. I kind of miss that diesel, Detroit diesel in the back a little bit. But yeah, crystal clear, wall-to-wall, treetop tall. enjoy the rest of your evening there. If we don't get a chance to talk to you, we'll talk again during the week. So, I got to finish in a pull barn and put the tractor away and got to grab my trailer out of the out of the back end of the truck. So, all right, we'll talk at you later. WSTU 844.
Roger, roger, my friend. I'm monitoring.
Roger, roger.
793 WSBM 993 mobile.
772, monitoring off my home base.
Chad, let me get back to you in a minute. I got a phone call and I got to find me something to drink. I'll get back to you in a few there. You can go ahead and let that break go.
Roger that there, Dave, copy. Go ahead, break WSBM 993 mobile. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Chad, just a quick hello and I got to run. I just wanted to say hi. WSTU 844.
You're out there, Sherman. Appreciate that. Same to you as well, my friend. Enjoy the nice weather out there. WSTM 993 mobile monitoring. Same to you as well.
Roger, roger. Enjoy. Yeah. Got to finish my outside stuff real quick. Talk to you later. WSTU 844.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
Well, somebody's got to do it. WSBW 226.
Hey, how's it going there, 26? WSBM 993, how are you?
Good afternoon. Just leaving the Flushing area, headed southbound on 75 towards Flint.
Roger that, man. Sounding real good over this way, man. Sounding real good over this way. We're nice and clear, loud. Sounding really good, man.
Pretty good. Name here is John.
Copy that, John. Charlie Henry Alpha Delta Chad, WSBM 993.
Yeah, I think we've talked before, Chad. So, you're mobile, I'm mobile, I'm going home. Where are you headed?
Well, I just got back from Bay City into Saginaw. Now I'm back in Saginaw. I'm going back to Bay City again. I got to go do a delivery for my buddy or whatever and whatnot. So, take him some prescription medication. So, yeah, didn't have his vehicle running today, so I told him I'd pick him up for him and bring him to him.
That's very nice of you. Tell me, does the Bay City, is the Bay City still in operation, or did they shut that one down?
As far as I know, it's still in operation. I didn't really, well, yeah, I did use it today, actually, for a little bit. Yeah, it was up and running today, actually, when I was there earlier. Yeah, it is still working. The range on it isn't all that great or whatever, for the, you know, or whatnot, like, you know, some of the other repeaters, but it is working, yeah.
Okay, I don't monitor it, so I was just curious. I seldom ever hear anybody say they're using the Bay City. It's always like the Saginaw or something like that. And I like the Mayville repeater too, really, really well. But Flint is where I hang out most of the time, so I just stay tuned to that one.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm mostly on the Saginaw myself, occasionally on the Bay City from time to time when I'm out that way, but primarily Saginaw's. You said your name was John, correct? You said you're in Flushing?
Roger. That is my name, John, and I left the Flushing area
and I was taking care of some business over there. Well, traffic isn't bad at all on Southbound 75. A lot of times it's just stop and go down here as you get closer to I-69. Roger that, copy that. I hear ya. Beautiful day today, man. Beautiful day. At least it is over this way where I'm at. Beautiful day, for sure. Yeah, very good. Well, I'm going to let you go, Chad. Traffic is picking up a little bit here, and I guess I'll pay attention to where I'm going instead of what I'm saying there. Well, nice talking to you, and maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. This is WSVW 226, I-75 and I-69. Roger that, 226. Copy that. Good talking to you, man. Always good to hear from people, definitely. So, 73's to you. Safe travels out there on the road, and hopefully we'll do it again. WSPM 993, clear and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRVT 618.
You might want to turn around, Mueller.
Yeah, thank you. Just looking at seeing how this radio is working. Just installing the camera.
Looking for Mueller, come back.
Hey, Mueller, you left your phone.
R 566 WSU 844.
Got a copy on you, Kevin. What's up?
Nothing. I was screwing papers from my pool for what's going on out in Washington.
Just declared a mayday. One of the firefighters went through the floor right before 6 o'clock.
Was it one of Washington's, or you don't know?
It's a lieutenant. I'm not sure if it's Washington's or Shelby's.
Roger that.
Mayday was canceled at 6:03. So they got him out. He's okay, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. Are you listening to on our communication?
I'm listening through an app. I'm gonna have to send the app to you. I don't know if you have it. It's Open MHZ.
Okay, is it free?
Yes, it is. Also, I'm able to pick up Washington a little bit on Lapeer Tower with my G5, but I haven't heard anything since. It's been quiet. But I'm listening. This stuff is all this stuff is recorded stuff.
Yeah, roger that.
Are they sending your guys out there?
I don't know. I wasn't listening to our band, but I thought you said that they sent McComb out there.
No, I asked you if they did. Well, you would have got it on your notifications on your phone, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they would. Yeah, the only time I'll get a notification if it's an all call for us if we get a flyer. But I can go check my phone now and see if it's in there at e-dispatch.
Right, I got on FireNet. I got a notification say it was the second alarm.
Yeah, roger that. I'm gonna check right now.
Roger, roger. I'll see if I can send the app to you.
Here was at 1648.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Can you repeat that?
I don't think they sent us the last call I had on my e-dispatch is 1648.
Copy that. I'll be back in a second. I gotta turn the grill on there, Kev.
Yeah, go ahead. Do what you gotta do.
I'm back, Kev. You're breaking up. I only heard mutual aid.
How do I sound now?
Better.
Yeah, it says that they got Utica, Shelby Township, Blue Township, and Chesterfield. Why the heck would they have Chesterfield on a second alarm? That should be us.
Roger, roger. Where are you seeing this on Michigan Emergency Incidents?
No, Macomb County Police and Fire.
Copy that.
If I ain't mistaken, it looks like it's those same apartments we were there about a month or so ago. The ones that two that burned down.
No, that was Stony Drive. These are different.
Oh yeah, roger that.
Alright, I just shared it with you. I just sent it to your phone, so let's see if you can get it. I'm going to do it right now. I'm sorry, I didn't do it yet.
Yeah, I just got it now.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, let's see. Open it up and see what you get.
okay, because right now it's all white and it says Land Talk Group Time, but there's nothing else on there.
Okay, hit activity. It says talk group activity, and it should say statewide, District 1, so you go all the way down and up to Washington Township. It's right between MedStar Ambulance EMS Transport Dispatch and Central 911 Fire Dispatch. Got it, Kev? WSGU 844. Kevin, you broke up, buddy. Go ahead and try again.
SUR 566-844. Yeah, I found it, Sherman.
Are you picking up the transmissions?
I just went to Washington, and the last thing up here is Washington Township Fire Dispatch. Is that what I hit?
Roger, roger. What kind of phone do you have? You have an Apple or is it an Android?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. What kind of phone do you have, bud? If you transmit it, I didn't get it there, Kevin.
I have an iPhone.
Roger. Same as I. Okay, yeah. You can save that app. Save it onto your home screen. It's because you can also monitor your stuff and anything that the Macomb County P25 system picks up. You can pick that all up.
When things come up and listen.
And you want to repeat? I'm sorry, Kevin. Give me a call.
WSUR 566 clear.
WSGU 844 clear.
WSGG 772 Shelby Township base monitoring.
WSEU 202.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WSHW556, WSBM993. How's it going today?
Hey, good afternoon, this is Shane, WSBM993 Mobile. Going pretty good, man. Pretty tired, but going all right, though, and whatnot. How's your day going so far for you, my friend?
Yeah, so far so good. I'm over at my dad's out here in Bay City at the moment.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I just got back from Bay County just a little bit ago myself. I've been out that way today for a while. Just got back into Saginaw. You must be on the Bay City repeater, I'm assuming?
Yeah, ever since I switched to my BOA thing, I've had no problems being able to use the Bay City repeater. My TID radio always had issues with it for some reason.
Hey, Roger that. That Bofang handheld is doing the job, man. It's full quality, loud and clear, good modulation, good clarity. Definitely sounding really good, man. Crystal clear reception out there in Bay City, man. You're doing great for you. How's this one sounding out there?
Sounding great, crystal clear over on my end. Ever so slight static in the background, but it's barely noticeable.
Copy that. So just kind of hanging out there in Bay City at your dad's there for a little while, and then be heading back home later on, I'm assuming, hey? Back to the good old work headquarters tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, just hanging out here for the moment. I do eventually got to go back home and go to work tomorrow, so.
Yeah, copy that. I think you told me the other day when we were talking, and you say you're trying to get your dad there. He showed an interest in GMRS and whatnot. And you was gonna maybe get into it possibly.
Yeah, the last time I was talking to him about it, he was thinking about looking into it and going through the whole process. I'm not entirely sure if he's still going to or not. But I do remember he was saying he was looking into it.
Yeah, copy that. Another station out there trying to come in. Go ahead. If there's another station out there trying to go ahead and come in, try that again. It's kind of broken up, staticky, but give it a shot. I hear you there, Shane, for sure, man. That sounds good, definitely. Appreciate you reaching out to me, man, and giving me a holler there. Definitely always good to hear from you, like I said, likewise. But probably get back here and do some more monitoring, back driving again here. So appreciate it, man. You have yourself a great one for now, and definitely maybe talk to you a little bit later or something if you're around. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, heard you. Just checking on you. Definitely have yourself a safe evening. Be careful out there. Don't let nobody run you off the road. WSHW556, clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
WSHW 556, anybody copy? WSHW 556, I couldn't hear a word you just said. You're completely overcome by static. Last call, WSHW 556, anybody copy?
Yeah, it's working 586.
I'm sorry, I barely caught any of that. Can you repeat?
793.
Yeah, I said it's working. You're sounding good. It's working.
There we go. Heard you loud and clear that time. I had to move closer to the window. Sorry.
Okay.
How's it going for you today?
It's going all right. Just another day. Sitting here watching some YouTube videos. Yeah, you sound good, man. Full in. No problems at all there. But what's happening on your end?
Tonight's going good. I'm over at
Bay City
currently.
Yeah, Roger, you say you're in Bay City?
Yeah, I'm out in Bay City running off the side of the
field. Yeah, right. Well, you must have moved or something, because now you're fuzzy. You must have moved away from the window or moved somewhere there. Because now you're kind of fuzzy. I can still understand you, but you're fuzzy.
All right, I switch back to the Bay City repeater. Is this any better?
Yeah, like night and day, man. Coming in clean. And sounding really good. WSFZ 793, station ID. Yeah, it's sounding really good, man.
No, I've been having issues with the Bay City repeater, so I'm just trying to figure out which one works better. I guess the Bay City repeater's finally working better for me.
Yeah, everybody I hear that comes through the Bay City repeater sounds pretty good. No fuss, no muss, no nothing there. What, are you on a handheld?
Using my
full thing
AR5RM at the moment.
How to monitoring.
Alright. Well, it's sounding good. Like I said, it's working. So, that's about it there. Anyway, I guess somebody wants to get in there, so I'm going to cut loose and I'm going to get on the monitor side and let whoever wants to get in there. So take it easy, friend, and sounding good. Have yourself a good evening. WSFZ 793, clear up to your final.
902.
Yeah, you as well. Have yourself a good evening. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. 902, go to the other one.
Roger that. WRMZ 640.
WRXC 901. WSUI 438.
Station 439. Station 439. WIDG 48, copy.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, very good. How about you? I haven't heard you there in a long time.
Yeah, we're doing good. The Maple Syrup Festival in the weekend there. They got all the weather there. It's a beautiful weekend.
That is. Over here was 77 degrees.
Right now, we have two.
Alright, come on back again. I just heard now.
Yeah, 62 degrees. 62 degrees here in Shepherd.
Right here is 68. That's what my car said.
I see, that's perfect. That's the way I like it. Oh, 65 all day long.
Yeah. The weather is good, that's good. Alright. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Always good talking. WIOG 48. We appreciate the show. WSEY 438. Hey, nice, Aaron. Thanks again.
No problem. Anytime. Take care. Have a good evening. WREG 48.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring. WSHW 556, station 488, copy. Last call. WSHW 556, station 488, copy. WSHW 556, clear.
556, WSBM 993 mobile.
WSHW 556, how's it going, 993?
Oh, pretty decent. You must be heading back to Saginaw from Bay City, or are you still in Bay City?
Actually back in Saginaw now. I'm about 6 minutes away from the house.
Roger that. Copy that. You live in a city or township in Saginaw?
I technically live in Buena Vista, because according to Google Maps, the Saginaw Villas is within Buena Vista Township.
Okay, copy that, gotcha. Yep, I hear you there. Yep, so like you said, back to the good old work headquarters tomorrow and whatnot. So did the Cards for Humanity and whatnot go pretty good the other night?
Yeah, they sure did. Had a good bit of fun aside from breaking my RC car.
Roger that. I remember you were telling me that it had broken on you or whatever and whatnot. That sucks. Hopefully you'll get it fixed, or maybe it's already fixed, but hopefully you'll get it all squared away.
Last night after I got back to the house, I took it apart and attempted to glue the two pieces together that broke, so they should be good to go by tomorrow evening.
Roger that. You use a special kind of a glue on there, or just Gorilla Glue, or
What type of a glue do you have to use down there? Is it a special kind?
My personal go-to is JB Weld Super Glue. And the past uses that I've had for it, it's worked damn well, so I kind of stick to it at this point.
Here you there, there you go. I guess, you know, if it does the job, if it fixes it and does the job, absolutely. Don't, you know, don't use anything else. If that does the trick, absolutely.
It definitely worked for me pretty well in the past, especially when it comes to RC cars that are mostly plastic. So, you know, no point in straying away from something that works.
Absolutely. For sure. All right, man. Well, I'm going to eat my food here or whatever and whatnot. And I just wanted to shout at you there. I heard you calling Jack there, WRUG 488. But anywho, you take care there, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. And if we don't talk again tonight, you have yourself a good one. Good day tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure we'll talk tomorrow if we don't talk tonight again. But anyway, Shane, safe travels out there, and we'll talk soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, definitely a perfect time to wrap it up. I just arrived back at home. Definitely enjoy the rest of your evening. Hope all goes well. I'm sure I'll talk to you sometime tomorrow while I'm at work. Outside of that, enjoy your evening. WSHW 556, clear from the frequency for tonight.
WSGN 639 for radio check. Anyone available?
Radio check coming in real good over on this area here. Sounding pretty good. WSBM 993.
Received 993. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Rob, anytime. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
993, hanging with the big boys. WSFZ 793.
793, go ahead, Dave. How are you?
Going all right, man. We're sitting here nodding off. The U-keyed up. About made me jump out of my chair, right?
Roger that, yeah. I hear ya. How's your day been going for you so far today? Pretty good, man. Pretty busy. You been doing okay?
Yeah, doing all right. It's been a pretty good day. Little mess in here, little cleaning up there. And, my radio boxes. I keep all my boxes to my stuff. I never, you know, my scanner and everything. I still have the original boxes. I can't bring myself to throw them away. But I had to find a place to set them where they'd be safe and all that other stuff. But yeah, I'm having a pretty good day. How's your day going?
Well, not too bad, not too bad. Just getting ready to wind it on down for the night and getting ready to settle in and settle down and unwind for the evening, you know, and get up and do it all over again tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you ever seen the movie The Good and Bad and the Ugly, but Tuco gets in there and he says, if you work for a living, then why do you kill yourself working? Something like that. Same here, I'm winding down, I'm watching hill climb videos. You know, the guys on the dirt bikes and stuff trying to climb hills and these really steep hills, and just winding down, getting ready to turn in myself here in a little bit, okay?
Hey, Roger that. I hear you. You don't have any pets at all, do you? Do you have any cats or dogs or any type of pets?
I have some doggies here. A couple of doggies.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, I was just curious. So how's the guitar life been going, man? You been doing any stuff with your guitars at all? As I seen all them guitars there on your Facebook there, you know?
My playability, my ability to play is diminishing pretty bad. My left hand, it gets all numb, and my fingertips are numb now, so I can't feel the strings. I still play it, though. I have one guitar that I keep out on the stand here. The rest of them are all in their cases, snugged away. But I have one here that I keep on the stand. It's electric, but it's also a hollow body. It's got the F-holes like a violin. You know, it's called a semi-hollow. And it's loud enough that I can play it without an amplifier. I can play it and hear it. If I try to play one of my solid body electrics without an amplifier, I can't hear it when I'm strumming. This one is loud enough you can hear it pretty good when you're playing it. So I pick it up, I screw around, then I set it back down, okay?
Roger that, I hear you. Well, that's cool, man, you know. That's pretty awesome, you know. Definitely.
Yeah, I still love them. I still love my guitars. I've kept them in good shape through all these years. Not a scratch, nick, or dent or anything on them. I had fun when I played. I enjoyed playing. Now it's not so much because, you know, like I said, my hand. But I can still play as I can't play like I used to. I can't riff or anything like I used to, but I'm used to it now. I've succumbed to the fact that I can't, so I'm not going to let it mess me up there, Roger.
Copy that. Did you used to be, like, in a band or anything? Or used to do, did you used to be, like, in a band or anything, or no?
Yeah, I was in a couple bands, back in late 70s, early 80s. They were just garage bands, wasn't no big thing. And then, I have a friend up in Cass City, and he's got himself a little recording studio he built, and him and his two buddies, they write these songs and they record them. And then what would happen is I'd go up there and hang out for a couple of nights, and I'd put I'd plug in they want me to put my touches to them. That's what I used to do. Can't do it now, though.
Copy that, yep. I hear ya. Well, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool that you got a, you know, hobby like that and whatnot. That's really awesome.
Roger that. Well, that was my two main hobbies is guitars and shortwave radio. That was my two, still is probably. That's my two hobbies right there. Anybody ever asked, you know, through the years they'd ask me, and I tell them, guitars and radio. That's my hobbies there, okay.
Awesome, awesome. WSBM 993 for radio identification. You play any drums at all? Are you good at playing drums, or you know how to play drums, or no?
WSOZ 793, station ID. Back in the 70s, somewhere in there. No drums, but I started playing bass. I made a deal on this bass I couldn't pass up, and I started, you know, messing around with it, and people said I played bass pretty good. A couple of people that I can remember, I don't remember their names, that used to write their own songs, and I'd come over with the bass, and they'd be playing their guitar and singing, and I'd just play the bass to it, and they'd be like, yeah, that's it. So I took up bass for a little bit, and I might do it again. I think my fingers are still okay enough where I can play a bass. It's just, you know, it's not as melodic as a guitar there, okay?
Hey, copy that. So, like, what kind of songs and stuff did you know how to, like, sing, or, well, not really sing, but play guitar, I should say. Like, what type of music or songs? Like, heavy metal, rock, I mean, you know, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, Bob Seger, stuff like that. I mean, what, Beatles, I mean, what type of music?
Well, you know, as far back as I can remember, and still do, I just like plugging straight into the amp. Always liked that. Never, I didn't like using distortion pedals and wah-wah pedals and stuff. I just always used to plug my guitar. I like the clean sound. I do bluesy stuff, play blues. You know, there's a couple of Bob Seger tunes I know how to play and things like that. But that was mainly, if I wanted distortion, I just turned the amp up high and let the tubes distort on it. But I never liked any pedals or anything. I used to just love plugging straight into the amp there, okay?
I hear you. Well, that's awesome, man. That's really cool, man. That's great. Well, yeah, man, I appreciate you reaching out to me and giving me a holler or whatever. I'm going to probably kick back and watch the 10 o'clock news, and then I'll wait for the 11 o'clock to come on and watch that. And then probably after that, I'll probably be heading off to bed and falling asleep probably. So, but yeah, man, we'll definitely do it again, Dave. It was always good talking to you, my friend, and all that good stuff. So, you take care and have yourself a good rest of your evening, and we'll talk again soon, man. Have a good night. Sounding good, and we'll talk at you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency after your final.
Yeah, all right, Chad. Very good. Always good talking to you. I hear you out there. I got a key down. Say hello. But it's always good talking to you, man. And I appreciate you appreciate what we all appreciate. That's what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to kick back, watch my hill climbing videos, and probably get ready for bed. So you have yourself a good night, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm sort of monitoring.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring.